The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Zen Magnets having a major win in their case against a ban on their product. Those little magnetic balls that TJ actually has them in his hands right now.
I love playing with these things. I mean,
you do love playing with balls.
You know, and they're like all the applications for them. See, that's the thing is government bureaucrats, government officials, they can't know a product, a consumer product, what use it'll have. That's the beauty. I love watching, like, in Cuba, they banned the internet in Cuba. And so a bunch of very smart people got together and said, well, we're going to form our own network. They got a bunch of wireless. They started stringing Ethernet cable everywhere around the barrios.
A mesh network,
and they're streaming videos. They like you can have streaming videos, internet chat. They form their own little network, and the thing that's so funny about it, the government doesn't shut it down because the government officials are the ones also looking at the films. Like, the government will ban something, they'll make it illegal, and then, of course, the government officials will be like, well, you know, this is actually a very useful thing. So, like, in Cuba, if you were to start streaming anti-Castro propaganda, that would be a problem.
They'd get you for that.
But as long as you're streaming, you know, the latest version of some American movie, They're like, wow, we want to watch this too. So I love how the government will ban something, and then those same government officials who are advocating the ban are the ones secretly using it. It's like when Elliot Spitzer, the Love Gov of New York, you know, he campaigned. He was a U.S. attorney. He campaigned on anti-human trafficking, anti-prostitution. And what does he get busted for?
Prostitution.
And, oh, this ties in greatly with the structuring laws. You know how Elliot Spitzer got caught? No, let me tell you. He paid this $12,000 a night escort service, and I'm like, darn, I'm in the wrong line of work. But there was this escort service, a very high-end clientele, for $12,000 a night, and rather than do a $12,000 wire transfer, the bank would have filled out a form to the IRS, no big deal. The IRS never looks at these things. What happened was he broke the wire transfer into three wire transfers of $4,000. And that wasn't such a problem. The bank filed an SAR, or suspicious activity report. That in and of itself isn't that bad because there's a million of those things, literally a little over a million of those SARs filed per year. And so what happened is a New York Internal Revenue Service Criminal Investigative Division, these are the accountants with guns, they're special agents with the IRS, they're the people who investigate. This IRS agent was just going through anything and seeing his job was like, oh, do I see any names that pop out at me? Like, I'm investigating people. And he just was going across. He's like, Elliot Spitzer, the governor of New York. And he thought the governor was being blackmailed. So he contacted the FBI and they started
an investigation.
And it turned out. Now, see, Elliot Spitzer, if he would have been anybody other than who he was, he would have been indicted for Title 31, Section 53, 24, structuring. But he never got arrested for prostitution. He never got arrested for structuring or Bank Secrecy Act violations. That's why I was kind of surprised, like Dennis Hassert, who was paying, I mean, very similar circumstances. He was paying money in amounts of less than $10,000, and they got him on that. And that's why structuring is one of the more dangerous laws because the government, it doesn't matter if you do $1,000 a day over 10 days or $100 a day over 100 days. If your intent was to in any way avoid one of those currency transaction reports, that in and of itself is a federal felony.
So Zen Magnets.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
I did get an email from Shihan Q, who is the founder of Zen Magnets, earlier this week. And then also Napper906 did us the favor of posting it up on freetalklive.com. So that's where I found the story tonight. Apparently, they have almost completely won this thing. Now, we gave you some more details.
Pyrrhic victory, though. I mean,
well, right. I mean, win in that they might
be
able to
spend $100,000 on legal fees. That's a small. I mean, if you want to talk
about it. He definitely spent tens of thousands. I don't know if it's amounted to $100,000, but he certainly has spent a lot of money, and it's amazing that he's able to, you know, shoulder that kind of expense. with this, well, it was a relatively small business. I mean, Zen Magnets wasn't the biggest player in the market. We're talking about this tiny little magnetic balls. That was Bucky Balls was the big brand name. And Bucky Balls folded like a deck of cards when the government came after them and basically said, you can't sell these anymore on store shelves, toy stores, or wherever,
on the
office supply stores, on the internet, wherever. And so, you know, stores started pulling them from the shelves, and Bucky Balls just said, that's it, we're done. Zen Magnets went ahead and they put up a fight. And so you're right. There is no winning when it comes to the government. They're
yeah,
you're
you don't
going
get
to
the
lose
money back. By the way, folks,
your time, you're going to lose your money. You're going to lose in a lot of cases your business.
Yeah, if the ATF or the IRS or the Consumer Product Safety Commission or the EPA, if they come after you because your toilet uses too much water, you're going to spend $100,000 defending yourself in federal court. And if you do somehow win because their case is asinine, guess what? You don't get that money back.
No, they're not going to pay for your attorney or anything.
Nope. And if anything, they could come back again. There was one case where it's like, oh, it's a shame you won. And like the John Brennan, he was the naked TSA protester. So he went through the TSA checkpoint. They detected a little bit of bomb residue. And he said, well, I guess I got to show you I don't have a bomb. So he stripped buck stark naked in the middle of the airport. And it turned out in the state he was doing it, it's not illegal to be naked as a form of protest. So the judge dismissed the criminal charge. But so the TSA came after him for civil violations. They fined him civilly. And the judge had to rule, and so now he's fighting that, and he's going to spend about $10,000 to fight a $500 fine.
It's crazy.
And so a lot of these cases, yes, the government, they basically can't lose, because if you fight them and win,
another way,
you still have to spend tens of thousands of dollars for your right to basically. And so I said, you know, for me, I understand, like, being a spy, our job is to stay under the radar, don't attract attention. But there is part of me, it's like, yeah, if I go through that airport, I want to strip down buck stark naked and be naked. And just out of the principle of the gosh darn thing, that, you know, you guys are being dumb, you have no right to do this, and the only reason you're getting away with it is because you wrote all the rules and you can't lose.
Yeah. So let me go on here from the press release over at ZenMagnets.com. There are apparently two recalls they're required to offer. So it's not completely over. I don't know if they're yet able to sell the magnets. The email I received from Shahan said they're still not quite there yet, but they did win an administrative law judge, basically slapped down the CPSC and said, none of this crap, the CPSC, Consumer Product Safety Commission, none of these allegations you guys have made against these products hold any kind of water whatsoever. So one for the administrative case, which they've previously referred to as battle number one, and they just won for Zen Magnets without warnings that were sold prior to May 2010. So they're recalling those, saying, okay, if you bought Zen Magnets prior to May of 2010 when there weren't warnings on the product, then you can send them back to us or whatever.
The product is the same. We just can't send you the warning labels to slap onto the side of your box. No, we got to recall them, and then you can buy a new set with
and
the warning labels.
Zen Magnets that sold while the site said ages 12 plus are also included. All purchasers subject to this recall will be emailed as ordered and be given the option to return their magnets for a refund at the full purchase price. Another recall is for the Department of Justice versus Zen Magnets, which we previously referred to as battle number three, for the Neo Balls, that's another one of their product, that was purchased by Star Networks and then liquidated to us before they settled with the CPSC. All purchasers subject to this recall will also be emailed as ordered, and full details in order are posted on neoballs.com where they were purchased. Now, they say, here's a recall that we're offering of our own volition, which no one is requiring of us. Here we go. Quote, if you own Zen Magnets and Neo Balls and you don't feel safe with them, don't think you can keep them from being swallowed, don't understand why they're dangerous, or magnets look tasty to you, or you don't like the word Zen next to the word magnets, or your best friend threw pasta at your face and you're angry, or any other reason you can possibly imagine, you can go ahead and mail them back to us. He provides the address in Denver, Colorado. We will refund your full purchase price. Make sure to include proof of purchase so we know how to refund who. We'll gladly resell your Zen magnets to people who are waiting for them at a discount for being used. Question, frequently asked questions, can I buy Zen magnets now? Answer, no. Despite this victory, we still have no Zen magnets to sell you. Sorry, the CPSC's war on magnets was the first time they took a two-pronged approach of conducting rulemaking simultaneously with administrative action. Even though Zen magnets and the included warnings have been found to be without flaw, there is still a nationwide import ban. As former Commissioner Nord put it in a recent blog post, quote, even though Zen won this battle, it has not won the war. The agency lawyers now have 10 days to appeal the administrative law judge's decision. That appeal will be heard and decided by five members of the CPSC.
I wonder how they're going to rule.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. More from Zen Magnets. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. It's Free Talk Live. Freedom, baby.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
free at 855-453. We're sharing with you the latest from Zen Magnets and their fight with the CPSC, the Consumer Product Safety Commission. An administrative law judge has ruled that Zen Magnets are not dangerous. These tiny little magnetic balls, you may have seen products like this on the market over about a half a decade ago, but they've been gone for several years, ever since the CPSC released some administrative rule. They did what Zen Magnet says was the first time they've ever done this. They did a two-pronged approach of conducting rulemaking simultaneously with administrative action. So they basically banned the sales and imports of these tiny little magnetic balls. So even though Zen Magnets has won at this stage of the game, it's just the very beginning, and it's already been a few years to get to this point. So we'll tell you more about the latest on that with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian here.
James.
And TJ the Spy.
And also, don't forget to go to saveitpurse.com to get your stuff that you need to buy from Amazon. You'll get it at a significant discount if you use Bitcoin. In fact, you have to use Bitcoin to make the purchases through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse, saveitpurse.com. You want to save 20%? Super easy to do that. 30%? It's possible. 40% gets a little more difficult, but these are all things that you can accomplish. I have saved as much as 50% through saveitpurse.com, and it's an incredible site. But again, super easy to get 20% off just about anything you want to buy through Amazon. Saveitpurse.com. Let's go to Brian in California. He's on the line via Skype. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Am I echo?
What's that?
Is my audio okay?
No, you sound fine. Go for it.
Okay, so I called in yesterday. Like, I wanted to challenge what libertarians call their principle.
The non-aggression principle, you mean? The idea that that people should not use aggressive force against peaceful people in order to achieve political or social goals? That principle?
You can group that into it, among other things, liberty. Right? I mean, I think the more general case would be liberty in general.
Well, what is that? What is the principle there, just so you can...
I think it is a non-aggression principle as far as liberty is concerned. So you're free from any aggression? Is that fair to say?
That's generally the principle that most libertarians hold dear. Yes, there are some people who call themselves libertarians who do not hold that dear, and I don't believe they are libertarians.
I think the more clarification is you're not allowed to initiate force. I can't go to James and say, James, you're going to do X or I'm going to beat you up.
Yeah, that's covered in aggression. That's in the definition of
aggression. Now, if James is threatening to beat me up, I am allowed to defend myself. Some libertarians, I would say it's okay to defend yourself using physical violence, but I don't think using physical violence as a way to solve your problems. I mean, physical violence is a way to solve problems. It is very a fast way to solve your problems, but I don't think it's the best way to solve your problems.
Also, another principle I would say belongs in there is like you should only use as much force as necessary to defend.
To stop.
Like, if you are trying to steal my car and I push you out of the car, then I can't, and you're, like, running away, I can't, you know,
shoot
put 50
back.
Rounds into you, you know.
Or the classic example of a little girl dancing on your flower bed outside. You don't have the right to shoot her down. You have the right to remove her from the flower bed, right?
I just wanted to test to see if this was actually one of your primary principles or foundations of your moral beliefs.
Okay.
So I got cut off yesterday. I wanted to present a hypothetical. I was building up to it, but I think I...
Okay, well, none of us were here then, and I'm sure listeners who are listening tonight, we're not necessarily listening then, so go ahead with whatever.
Okay, so here's my hypothetical that challenges what I think goal is. It'll try to... I'm trying to show you your true goal, right? So let's just assume, okay? So grant this assumption.
Okay.
That let's say there was a form of government that uses aggression, that applies aggression, that maximizes total well-being for the entire society, even the people they aggress against.
Okay.
Well, I don't think that's possible.
Hold on, he's saying hypothetically.
Okay, but keep going. I don't think it's possible that you can maximize...
Just grant him that there exists
things by
there
using
exists.
Violence.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, so I can create a hypothetical where you grant me the ability to jump to the moon, but I have to prove... ultimately.
Well, this is usually how ridiculous arguments get against the non-aggression principle, to the point of absurdity.
Just go ahead and grant the thing, and we'll see what we can go with it.
Okay, so... Grant me that, okay, there's this form of government that exists that's superior to any form of non-aggression that can ever exist, right? Now, would you switch over to this method?
Me personally, no. And the reason I would not is simply, I mean, I can actually give you a concrete example. I'm a smoker, and it definitely would be in society's best interest if nobody smoked. I mean, it's certainly we would all live healthier lives. But the thing is, even though it is better that I don't smoke, I know what risk. I know that it's going to, it could kill me. In fact, it, you know, that's the thing. Every time I take a cigarette, I know the risks. And whose risk is it for the person to take? I mean, some people might actually, and this is a perfectly legitimate argument to make, is the government spent $100,000 educating me, K through 12 education, and therefore you as a taxpayer, if I am killing myself with cigarettes, I am destroying some of the value you invested in with your tax money. Now, my personal belief is, well, it is my life. It's my body. If I want to kill myself with cigarettes, you as my friend can say, look, these things are going to kill you, and I have plenty of my friends who do that. But do you have a right to say if you try and smoke, you're going to be thrown in jail?
Now, again, you're kind of violating the assumption of the hypothetical. You're kind of making a case where subjective valuation or subjective perception kind of...
Well, I would say that's actually one of the things is subjective value is... Because the thing is, I value the cigarette a lot. You probably don't value the cigarettes. You're probably like, why the hell would you want to smoke?
But remember the assumption, right? Ultimately, I believe value is not subjective. It's really objective, right? Your preference is not reality. It's silly to say.
Well,
so.
I would say...
I agree with that, and I think that's one of the problems is that who decides, like, what's the benefit for everyone? Like,
so, Brian does.
Assumed it, right?
I think that Adolf Hitler would say that his society was very beneficial because he was fixing the Jewish
problem. Gershwin's argument, reductio ad Hitlerum. Anytime you mention Hitler, you immediately lose the argument. And I would just say... The problem is, we're a nation of 300, there's 300 million people in the United States of America, and all of us have different priorities and different values on things.
But you're rationalizing against the hypothetical. I assume that was already objectively, and even the victims, the one that's being aggressed against, in their best interest also.
But so, who decide, that's where your idea breaks down.
This is
ridiculous, because each individual decides what their values are. You don't get to decide. This, and that's why I think James is bringing up a good point. Hitler had a vision for what he wanted society to look like. I think the problem...
There are problems with subjective value because ultimately you're going to have to argue against moral relativity. If you believe value is subjective, if you believe whatever the actor thinks is okay,
then it's not whatever is okay. Using aggressive force to achieve your goals is not okay, and I don't care what your goal is. So I've been asked this question before by one of our co-hosts, Mark Edge, who says that, well, you know, if it turned out that using force would actually make a safer society or a better society, would you support that?
Well,
of course not, because I don't support the idea of using force, force against my neighbors.
I don't support government. Let's just get that straight. I am also an anarchist, just like you, but my hypothetical was trying to point to the actual true morality is, or what actual a viable principle to adopt is, because it's supported by actual evolution.
Well,
my morality is evolution-based instead of a religious-based.
You want to hold him over?
Like, you stand by, Brian, if you want. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may bring up what you want. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And we're going to get right back into Skype. Also want to let you know about how to do your shopping at Amazon and help Free Talk Live simultaneously. You can do that by going to shop.freetalklive.com. Maybe you need a new video game or book or whatever it is you want to buy, because they sell a lot of stuff over at Amazon. You enter through shop.freetalklive.com, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. Very simple, and is still your same great Amazon shopping experience. So get started at shop.freetalklive.com. We've got Brian on the line in San Diego. He's calling on Skype with the... Oops, that sounds like there's actually a news program playing there. Let me stop that from happening. No, we don't want to hear that. We want to hear from Brian. And Brian, I think, is going to be joining us here shortly. Brian, are you there, sir?
I'm here.
Okay, so you were saying that if there was this hypothetical society in which the use of aggressive force would result in a better society by some sort
of objective maximum standard.
Including the victims of any aggression that they impose upon them.
Would you choose to join it?
Would you choose to join the society? We all said we would not choose to join it. And then you went on to say something about you want to prove your beliefs by evolution and not morality. Can you explain that a little bit better?
No, I actually wasn't counting on everybody in the room to agree with that. I mean, it's kind of, at least you guys are consistent, but I think it's still foolish. That doesn't mean you're right.
Well, of course it doesn't mean we're right. It's our opinions.
Hold on. What is foolish? To not embrace aggression?
because it's not always in the actor's best interest, especially
who's not which actor.
Okay, so I believe I have my own philosophy, right? It's called ego utilitarianism. Right. So it builds upon the idea, the ideas of classical economics. So you see all these utilitarian arguments of why things need to be done. Right. There's cases for eminent domain. But the thing is, government doesn't commit these acts of aggression effectively because it's not spending its own money. So I contend in a true free market, there would still be cases of eminent domain. And there should be when it benefits society, when it maximizes total utility for the actor committing the aggression, that's all that counts.
Well, the government benefits from the aggression they commit.
No, they don't.
Sure, they do. Okay.
No, they
get trillions of dollars from
civil asset forfeiture. See, here's the thing. I love my local drug dealer. He provides me a wonderful service. And, of course, what he's doing is highly illegal. And, of course, what I'm doing is highly illegal. But you know what? That's the wonderful thing in the free market. Even though there's a law that says no drugs are allowed, he still is managing to bring me my drugs every week. I'm just making a joke, of course. If the DEA is listening, I don't really
What's that
do
have that. To do with this conversation?
He was doing the utilitarian argument, and I was about to say, well, in the free market, people provide goods and services that might cause detriment to some actors and maximize value to themselves. And the government, of course, they are civil asset forfeituring the drug dealing. The drug dealer who's having his house taken or his money taken, the government benefits from that. If you've seen the local parade and the Keene PD and this car was taken by the drug dealer. So I was going with that. The government absolutely benefits from things like the drug war. They make a huge profit on it. They make a lot of cash.
I mean, if you go back historically and you look at private versus public, I mean, like, let's look at the railroads. So, like, private railroads would put railroads through the Indian land and they'd pay them off. They'd say, look, we want to put a railroad through your land. We're going to pay you off. The government would go in and say, we now own this. We're going to do it anyway. The Indians would get mad. Maybe, you know, just sabotage the tracks, whatever. They go in and kill them. History is the opposite.
Taking that analysis further, it's not reasonable for them to stop to just not build the railroad simply because they don't agree to it. If the benefits exceed costs, it's only rational to keep going, to even aggress if need be.
Well, right? I believe in economics, then people will sell out at some point. So you say, well, no, I don't want a cell phone tower in my backyard for $10 a month, but for $10,000 a month, okay, you got my interest.
That's the rationale of the sociopath, sir. I mean, you are basically saying you're using your logic, oh, well, this railroad is so important that we should be able to kill in order to build it.
If you call aligning a morality with evolution sociopathic, then call me sociopathic.
You are absolutely a sociopath.
As long as you attach the label
you're
of rational,
sick. You're willing to hurt people to achieve label, your goals. Right? And that's what makes you wrong.
But non-aggression isn't my goal, right? It's actually
obviously not. Your goal
what are your goals?
Go ahead.
My goals is to max. Okay, so I have a definition of what's called the meta self, right? So I'm gonna.
Okay, can you break it down in a single paragraph? What are your goals? Like bullet point list. Let's go.
It's to So there's only one goal I have: to perpetuate instances of my meta self, right? And that extends
totally
beyond
psycho.
That extends beyond just my genetics, my mere self,
the
physical
your
body.
Meta-self?
Right?
What is that?
It's a weighted valuation of all the things that describe me. Right. I've developed
the
definition
means.
So I can use math later on. So forgive like how abstract it might seem.
See, this is Brian's a great example of like one of these really smart guys who's completely embraced the idea of using force to get his way. And there are plenty of people like this, you know, really intelligent people who don't care about the rights of other human beings.
And
they'll do whatever the hell he wants to do.
Again, remember, rights don't exist unless someone enforces them.
That's
someone
right.
grants
they certainly
them for
don't
somebody.
Exist to you. Thanks for the call tonight. I've had enough.
Well, in the defense, like, and this is the thing is,
he doesn't believe in rights because rights is an idea that stands in the way of him getting his meta self with violence.
My problem with that whole idea of thinking is like, what happens if I don't agree? I mean, like, I was just thinking, like,
you
this
die
reminds,
if
this,
you continue to stand in the way of his meta.
This reminds me, like, you know, like I hate to. You know, I'm a big nerd, so I'm thinking Star Trek. I'm thinking this sounds like the Borg Collective, like Resistance is futile.
Sure you will be assimilated if you are.
And I wouldn't want to be part of the Borg Collective. Even if you could say, like, look,
You'll have a longer life.
You'll have a longer life.
More food.
Yeah, it's like, well, I don't get to make my own choices, and I value that. And, you know, like, I could break down my morals in, like, one, you know.
But if you just absorbed yourself into his meta-self, then you will live a long
again, there's nothing wrong. If he can convince people that his way is right, then go
for it. He's not looking to convince people. He's looking to use violence.
And
that is the hallmark of the uncreative, right? If you've got a bad idea, then you have to use violence.
I agree with you. And it's like let's say that some people would say, like, look, the human race will never, ever, let's say, go to Mars without violence. We have to force people through taxes to fund a space mission. You know, like, people like TJ and I'm sure, like, I value science and exploration. Like, hey, you know, like, I've given to Mozilla. I've given to Tor projects. You know, I put my money where my mouth is. And I say, look, you know, I think this is a great project. I think that... let's say Ubuntu is wonderful, so I gave him a couple $100.
So, I mean, I'd like to point out, we are not saying that government bureaucrats are not well-meaning. No, they are very well. Like, public school teachers, many of them, they love their children. They're very well-meaning. The problem is their whole methodology is wrong because they fail to understand that humans act in their own best interest. And I'm not always talking financial. It could be family self-interest. It could be personal happiness self-interest. But humans always act in their own self-interest. And if you're acting, you say, well, I sacrificed myself for some cause. Well, then you were still acting in your best interest because you thought by making that sacrifice, you were going to be better off in the long run.
And what if, like, what if the collective comes up with something you don't agree with, like, okay, look, the population of Earth is, I don't know, like 6 or 7 billion. We need to reduce it to 100 million and live sustainably on Earth. I'd say, like, no, I think we should develop technology and have ways to leave Earth because eventually this place is going to be unsustainable.
James, you and I are already contributing to that project. Neither of us are ever going to reproduce, so we're doing our part to help reduce the population of the human race. I mean,
well, what if the collective said, TJ, you need to have a child?
Well, like, that's the whole problem. I mean, yes, if the government...
It's in the best interest of society.
I mean, if the government were to say, we don't care if you're gay or not, you're going to have sex with that woman, and you're going to have a child. I mean, that's actually what they did in Hungary. Or not Hungary. There was some Eastern Bloc Soviet, they banned abortion, and they said children are necessary for future laborers. So every time you commit an abortion, you're actually hurting society. And, of course, they had a... Well, if you watch the Freakonomics, the documentary Freakonomics, they covered a little bit better.
I guess
it's a little
my
too long going on a radio show.
Like, history, like, bears out, I think, that when you force people to do things they don't work, the results are not good. North Korea versus South Korea. East Germany versus
sure.
West Germany.
Oh, yeah.
The Soviet Union versus, you know, the
force
Western
has
world.
Unintended consequences. And more unintended consequences than the person who's envisioning their grand society or their meta-self
yeah,
or whatever
people,
the
it's
heck
just
they want to
incompatible with humans. They'll undermine it. They won't
numbers
so long.
855-450-FREE. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in even if it's to tell us your plans for world domination. The toll-free number here is 855-453, 855-450-3733, and even if you want to couch it in nonsense terms like propagating a meta-self, whatever that means.
Well, you know, that's a great thing. Hey, you know, I hope he writes a book and can make like $1 million, and, you know, if he can convince people to join him voluntarily, hey, that's a great thing. I won't be joining him because I would rather live in a dangerous society, and if I want to smoke cigarettes, if I want to put heroin in my body, that's my choice. It really is nobody else's business but my own, and possibly James, because he has to live with me.
It's Ian, James, and TJ, the spy in the studio here tonight. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. You can join us online, of course, anytime at freetalklive.com. We go to Socrates calling from Nashua, New Hampshire. Socrates, you're also on Skype. Go ahead.
As opposed to some authoritarian utilitarian philosophy, I come from a Socratic philosophy. Right? That means that I don't pretend that I understand what's best for somebody else.
Thank goodness. Yes.
And this is, I think it was pretty fundamental to philosophy as a whole that the wisest man of all in the most famous of Plato's writings stated the wisest man of all is the one that can admit that he knows the least, right? The one that's actually being intellectually honest enough that he does not know more than anybody else.
I mean, maybe you can elaborate. Isn't philosophy, like, my limited... You know, I took a class in college, and I've kind of just dabbled in it. It seems like it's always, like, individual versus collectivism. That's really what it boils down to. Like, are you utilitarian? Or are you do you believe in human rights? Or, you know, like, they have all these... But that's really what the core of the issue is.
I think Starfleet versus Borg. We've been watching a lot of Star Trek Voyager reruns on Netflix, which is another great free market service. And it's always, the Borg are, this is inefficient, this is, no fun. And so I said, yeah, the Borg, I'm sure, they have longer lifespans. I'm sure they can get what they want by assimilating and forcing people to become drones. And I'm sure they have very safe, very long-lived lives. But they're not the kind of lives I want to live. The whole point of the show was individuals as humans, we get to decide what we want to do with our lives, not the Borg collective.
I think there was a Next Generation episode, since you brought it up,
yeah,
of a genetically engineered society. And the genetically engineered society, I believe, had a, you know, like people that had like six fingers for a piano.
Yes.
And at a certain point, that this is, now this engineered society was perfect, right? This is what the kind of the caller was alluding to. The society was engineered perfectly, but it was in such a balance that anybody that would act individually, right, to try to lead the society would be like removing like the central core to a column in a tower. And they, I think the Star Trek episode made a kind of a point to kind of say, well, does this woman have a right to leave the society and jeopardize the rest of the people that live there? Because does she have human rights, right? Does she have an individual right? Or does the collective, right, hold water? Now, to be fair, these societies could never exist, right? This is the, you see these in these, like, manifestations of communism, the Venus Project, all these people that pretend that they know what's best for everybody else, right? But ideally,
well, the
right?
scary thing is they try. You know, there were people in East Germany with guns, like, trying to keep people from leaving. You know, it's very scary that that's the reality.
It's true. And it's not just scary, though, but it gets to the point where he used this term, which really bothers me, of subjectivism, right? And he said he considers himself to feel like to be an objectivist. Is that how he found himself? And he dismissed the idea of, you know, subjective perceived value. Or, and you guys were discussing that briefly. Now, there is a difference between intrinsic value, right? Something that has a self-evident purpose versus a perceived value, such as people that individually find something to be more appealing than others.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the
like
idea
cigarettes.
Of a market is that every single person has a dynamic circumstance that changes into their specific scenario. And the only thing that can maximize the utility of that person's happiness is that person by making his decision.
Yeah, that's what it boils down to me. Like, when I was thinking over the break, I was like, what if I rephrase the question? Like, would you want to live in a society where fun was outlawed? And I would say, like, heck no. Like, I wouldn't want to live in that society. Like,
what but it's in the best interest of society.
I mean, well, no, I don't want to live
according to
then.
The meta self. Hey, well, thanks for the calls. Appreciate it, Socrates. Let's go to Tim. He's in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. And, of course, that always comes back to who decides? Who decides what is in the best interest of society?
Well,
each individual has their own set of values. And so it is completely subjective, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, like I could point out, dancing. Is dancing illegal or immoral?
Some places it is illegal.
You know, there are plenty of...
If you don't have a cabaret license in New York City, you cannot allow people to dance on your premises, or they could be arrested, or you could be arrested.
And there are people who would like to use the arm of the government, usually people who say they're for limited government. This is what I'm sure there are plenty of Southern Baptists who would love to have an ordinance that says you can't dance in the privacy of your own home. Of course, most of us would think that's kind of silly, but that's the whole point, is that what might be a serious moral issue for you, like gambling or drinking or drugs, to another person, it just might be part of their culture. So, I mean, I'm of the opinion, hey, drugs, if you use them and you know the risks, if you hurt yourself, well, you should have been more careful. But I have no right to tell Ian he can't do heroin if he's doing it. I can say, Ian, as your friend, you probably shouldn't do that.
I'm not, by the way.
I know. I was using that as a hypothetical,
Hey,
Ian.
Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks. I was going to say, my meta self feels like... all you guys are just figments of my imagination. So,
you can't prove that we're not.
Yes,
that's called solipsism.
Well, what I'm saying. I mean, isn't it existentialism that says that you're all constructs of I made you out of my mind, and whatever I think of, you do. And if things work out the way I want them to, it's because I made you do them. Isn't that part of it? Isn't that part of what
I think solipsism is the viewer theory that the self is all that can be known to exist. I think, it's like prove that we aren't really, like I love Voyager because, they have an emergency medical hologram that is, the debate is it sentient? Is it self-aware? Is it like me or me where we have will and intention and it's like, I don't want to obey. And so I thought,
is that Robert Picardo?
Yeah, Robert Picardo and a great opera singer too. And I said, can you imagine the computer program is saying, Captain, I'm not going to obey because that would be wrong. And I said, no, in the real world, a computer would be like, I'm not going to obey. And then I, as the computer engineer, would go, delete ethical subroutine, do what you're told. And that is what separates humans from computers, is we as humans, we can do one thing that the computer can't. We can actually say no, and sure, our masters can beat us, and maybe we might change our minds in light of it, but at the end of the day, if you're willing to die for your belief, you cannot be forced to do something against your will. If you truly believe, I will not do this under any set of circumstances, including losing my own life,
Who's going to compel you to do otherwise? And that's why I said,
Tim, was there more you wanted to share?
I just wanted to say that in agreement with what TJ said about the, if you have nothing to lose, you have everything to gain. So basically.
Thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Let's go to Dave. He's in Kansas City listening online. Hello, Dave.
That doesn't sound okay, dump. Dave. You got to dump that. Can we, do we have to dump or can
no,
we leave that
we
on
We don't
there?
Really have to dump it.
We don't know what that was.
He was just enjoying his meta-self. Come on.
I did not hit the dump button. The board operator did hit the dump button. I don't think he should have hit the dump button because it's not illegal to make sex noises on the radio.
I just thought someone was in pain. They had a hung knee. I totally misinterpreted that.
Here we are
line.
Having a serious philosophical discussion.
You know, I really love our trolls who come in because it's just like, you know, it's kind of like a puerile sense of humor. And, of course, I could imagine some person out there, my child heard that noise, and I want there to be a law that says if you broadcast that over the radio waves, you go to jail.
You know, the final thing I was thinking, like, if your philosophy is so good, you shouldn't have to use force
exactly.
to convince other people. Like, if it's truly, like, beneficial to join your collectivist society, maybe I will.
Right. And here we are, back with Zen Magnets, this company that was prohibited, along with other companies that have now gone out of business. Zen Magnets is the last company standing, because they've been fighting this thing, the prohibition on these tiny little, super powerful, rare earth magnets that TJ is playing with right now here in the studio. He has successfully managed to not swallow them the entire time that he's been playing with them. These bureaucrats at the CPSC believe society will be better off without these Zen Magnets. And Zen Magnets obviously disagrees and thinks individuals should be able to choose. So back to the frequently asked questions of what's going to happen. Can you buy these now? Well, no. They're still prohibited from importing them. And further, this administrative law judge who ruled in favor of Zen Magnets and against the CPSC can now appeal that. They have a 10-day window to make this decision. The decision was very recently made, so they're still within that window. And then the appeal judges... The judge's decision is then heard by a 5-member panel of the CPSC, the same group who voted to sue Zen Magnets and who voted to issue the related rule banning the product. When the CPSC appeals, the judges that they appeal to are none other than themselves. Question, when can I buy Zen Magnets? Answer, extremely uncertain. Right now, our biggest obstacle seems to be money to fund the battle. Micromagnets, though generally liked, are themselves not enough to sustain our business, let alone fund another legal battle. If you've got a creative suggestion for us, they'd love to hear it. So right now, still illegal to import these products, and we'll keep you up to date on the Zen Magnets controversy as it continues to develop. Shahan Q, the guy's a hero. You can check out their website, zenmagnets.com. We'll see you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.